there are levels to ikhlas. People worship Allah for three reasons, right? So the first reason is the people who worship Allah for fear of punishment. That's why they worship Allah's fear. So someone like this will most likely just do the bare minimum, right? This person will just do what he needs to do to tick the boxes, so to speak, and avoid being liable to any sort of punishment. Nothing extra, nothing special. The next station is the person who's going to worship Allah for desire of his reward. This person worships Allah and says, well, I want to get reward. I want to enter paradise. I want to see good things happen to me in this life. I want to see good things happen to me or my family and so on and so forth. This is a higher maqam, but the highest maqam is to worship Allah because you understand he's your Lord and he deserves to be worshipped regardless of what he does to you, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the punishment of the reward. That's what he deserves. And this is what it comes down to, seeing Allah in the hereafter, because